Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you? How are you?
I'm good. Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem, it's nice to speak with you. We're waiting for another person to come online.
Okay.
How are things going in your life?
It's been interesting here in Portland.
I imagine so. A little bit of demonstrations, a little bit of violence, but not that much. I think they backed away from the violence, didn't they?
Just a lot of tension there.
Understand.
I live in a predominantly Hispanic area, or at least that's where I work. And I think there was a lot of anxiety over the election.
There still is anxiety in the Hispanic areas, except for the Miami area of Florida.
Hispanic, and then there was a super. And I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, and then there was the super moon.
Yes. The hysteria around that.
Yes.
The whole idea is to keep your head and keep your balance, right?
I'm correct. I guess that is the nature of the three-column system.
It is. Are you getting to go to hear the Torah from time to time Saturday morning at Chabad now?
I haven't, but it is something I'm considering.
Okay, I think you'll find it to be beneficial. Good evening. Please mute your phone because there's a lot of background noise. Please press star 6. Thank you. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach. Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Sera Aleph Gimel Yitat Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu No Ra Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivava Shamre Nun Gimodalit Yud Kachin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalit that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, the Dalit and the Nun spell the Hebrew word Din, which represents judgment. Barchem tacharem, rakame sikacha, tami gamlem, betet resh. Saritap Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Petkufet Tet Nanayan. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokrei kedushata. Yud gimel lamed e'zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea talumo. Shin kufav tzadi yuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate the good from the negative in that creation. Adonai Elohe Wahe, Adonai Elohe Wahe, El Rachum Bechanum, Erech Apayim, Ve'ral chesed ve'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, notzer avon v'afesha, v'chata'a v'nake. Now we're going to read the verses that we read daily that connect us to the various years, starting with 5777, the year of the goat, the year of the wake-up call. We have two verses that relate to this year. The first is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52, consisting of five words. Sod saduni katzipor oyevai shimam. The first letters of those five words can be parsed into three Hebrew words. Tzatzkiach. Appear like brothers is the translation. The final letters of those five words can be permutated into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, and this translates as a sea of tenants. Both of these words and the translations relate very clearly and simply to the energy of the year of the goat. There is another word, another verse, that has an equal letter sequence of seven, where the name of the year, the four letters that spell the year's name, Tav Shin Ayin Zayin, appear, separated by seven other letters. That verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And we received that from one of the people on this call. Kim ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohechem Hadvaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Daniel, I thank you very much for that information. Now, for the year 5776, we also have two verses. The first one is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. The year 5776 is the year of the pause. Whenever you feel overwhelmed or out of sorts or just uncomfortable, say these two verses. And connect to balance. Get back to that moment of pause. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat ve-lo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha-olot va-yichaskum acheichem ha-luvim ad kelo tam lacha yad yitkachu ha-kohanim. Ki ha-livim, ki shrei levav, le-hitkadesh me ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, la-la-hei, wa-wa-wa. kacha. And the second verse that relates to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Sur Olami. Now we have three verses that relate to the year 5775, the year that the energy of death was potentially swallowed forever. First verse is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishemimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. First Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol ha-machavoiya asher yidchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachon v'halachti idchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alpe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayom. And there is one verse that connects to the energy of peace in the Middle East from the year 5774. That is 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamil Israel untati vishakan takta velo yergaz od velo yosifu bene avla anoto kaasher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. Now we're going to scan the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And we now look to the Tzaddikim who chose this day, the 17th day of Cheshvan, which started tonight and will be for tomorrow as well. We look at the Tzaddikim, and I'm having some computer trouble, so I apologize for that. But when I... The one Sadiq that I remember is a very famous one from our modern age, and that is his name escapes me, but it will come back to me shortly. So let's see, I'm opening up the problem pages that I had, so I apologize for the problem. So these Tzaddikim are Rabbi Binyamin Zev ben Rabbi Nehemiah Cheshin, Rabbi Menachem Bendel, Heiger of Kosov, Rabbi Reuben Katz. Rabbi Meshulam Shushes-Twersky, the Chernobyl's Rebbe of Bnei Brak, and Rabbi Tzvi Prusansky, and Rabbi Meir Ben Kahani, most people do not consider him a tzaddik, even though he was killed, assassinated for that reason. But he was too violent for most people. And then the famous one was Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach, who was a famous singer, songwriter, not really a songwriter, a song revealer. And he was part of the hippie generation. And he's quite famous. Many people in the new age, but it's really the renewal movement, find him to be very much an icon. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Now, today's class is a Zohar class, and it's section 9 of the Zohar Parasha Vayera. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, first row, right-hand column. When you open that up, scroll down to the Parasha Vayera. And when you open that up, you can scroll down to section 9. The title of the section, Lo, Sarah, your wife, will have a son. And we're going to commence with verse 141. But first we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hilur Himud Hilur Hilur Himud Le'akta Shem Yudhei Bavavhe V'Yehudash Lim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ahi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adena Kunenei Aleinu Ma'asei Adena Kunenehu V'ahi Inei Ben L'Sara Ishtecha memtet lakiti vehine bein lecha ela begindila yachasho deha min hagar ihu kidbakad meta rabbi shimon patach viamar bein yekabed Aveved Adonav Ben Yekaved Avda Yitzhak Le'Avraham. The translation. And lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. He asks, why does the verse not read, and lo, you shall have a son? And he replies, so that he may not assume that he will be born to Hagar as before. Rabbi Shimon opens the discussion by saying, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. The words a son honors his father refers to Isaac honoring Abraham. And my commentary. Why does the verse quoted start with what seems an additional word, lo? Does this word not need to be said? The word is hine. Hine translates as there is. A better translation of this verse is, and there is a son to Sarah your wife. This translation is more clear to me. It also indicates a way of language in the spiritual level. Both translations are direct and to the point, yet the literal translation seems to mean more emphasis, in my opinion. Verse 142. Ematai kaved leya bishata piakad leya al gabe mid becha uval mikrav leya chirabana veitzak bartilatin ushvashanin awa the Avraham. Hawa Saba Tilu Hawa Beit Beragla Hadla Yakil Lemekam Kamea Behu Okir Lea Leavo Beakad Lea Kehad Imra Begin Lemebad Reutea Viavo. The translation, when did he honor him? Isaac was 37 years old when Abraham bound him on the altar and offered him as a sacrifice. Abraham was so old that he could not have countered an attack from Isaac, not even a kick with one foot. But Isaac honored his father, who bound him like a lamb, and showed no resistance, in order to fulfill his father's will. My commentary. Isaac allowed himself to be bound, and even inquired about the animal to be sacrificed. If his consciousness was to fulfill his father's will, then he honored Abraham. If his consciousness was to fill his ultimate father, Hashem, then he was not honoring Abraham. This is my opinion. Since Isaac has to accept the binding using his free will, and can be no coercion, which there would be if Isaac did this to fulfill Abraham's will. Verse 143. V'eved Adonav da Eliezer le'Avraham kachadar le'a v'charan v'avad koruteya v'Avraham v'okir le'a kimadikti v'Hashem berach et Adonai Widgomer Uptiv Vayomer Eved Abraham Ado Anochi Bagin Leokir Lea Le Abraham. The translation. An example of a servant honoring his master is Eliezer to Abraham, whom Abraham sent to Haran. There Eliezer honored Abraham by fulfilling his wishes, as it is written, and Hashem has blessed my master greatly, as well as, and he said, I am Abraham's servant. He did all of this to show respect to Abraham. My commentary. According to the Midrash, Eliezer wanted Isaac to marry his own daughter, yet he found Rivka for Isaac, when there was no human to say he did not find her. This did honor Abraham. In your opinion, who is the better son? The question is a false comparison, since each has his own tikkun. Pasuk 144. Kesef Zahav V'avne Yakar Ugmalim V'hu Kitka Yaot Shapir Hezula Amar Deyu Rahima De Abraham Okeriva Dilea Ela Amar Eved Abraham Anochi Begin Lesalka Beshivcha De Abraham Ulokir Leia Be'anehu. Eliezer is a man who carried silver, gold, and precious stones, and camels. He himself was good-looking and impressive in appearance. Nevertheless, he did not say that he was a dear friend or a relative of Abraham. Instead, he said, I am Abraham's servant, in order to raise the esteem of Abraham and make them respect him. My commentary. What do you learn from this pasuk? Learn this well. It is never about you, only your concern for the other person, their health, their honor, or any particular attribute. It is always about someone else, not you. That is each and everyone's tikkun. Verse 145. V'alda ben yekabed av yeved adonav V'atun Yisrael banei kelana be'enaychu Lo mar diana avuchom O diatun avadin Liveim avani Aye kivodi wigomer begin kach vechine bain dahu bain vadai vila Ishmael dahu bain diokir laavo kid kachaze. The translation. Therefore, the verse reads, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. But you, Israel, my children, you are ashamed to say that I am your father, or that you are my servants. So, if then I am a father, where is my honor? Thus it is written, and lo, a son. This is definitely the son who, unlike Ishmael, properly honors his father. My commentary. His father in heaven, which also is as part of the process, also honors his physical father. Verse 146. Vehine ben l'sara ishtecha Ben Lisara leaves Guinea. Me tat div Guinea. Kivat nafsha ad nafshat. Mina behine. Ben Lisara leistalaka. The Guinea bishata. Tekud shabarihu. Yativ kedina al alma diktin behashem kechad etch sarav gomer dehamid kerei lesarab gineya dayitak vealda. Ihu ben lasara, vehine ben lasara, dehanukva, nadla levara, min dekura. The translation. And lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son, as she died because of him, when she heard of him being bound upon the altar. And because of him, she suffered anguish in her soul until she bore him. And lo, Sarah shall have a son, means that she was exalted on his account. When the Holy One, blessed be he, sat in judgment on the world, because at that time, on Rosh Hashanah, when Isaac was born, Hashem visited Sarah. Clearly, he remembered Sarah for the sake of Isaac. This is why Sarah shall have a son. Another explanation of, and lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son, is that because the woman receives the child from the man, the female has the child. Therefore, the verse says, and lo, Sarah shall have a son. My commentary. Do you learn from this pasuk that the spiritual is the cause of the physical? Why did she receive the honor to be the mother of Isaac? Read the pasuk closely. Pasuk 147. Wasara shomat patach ha'ohel vehu acharav ma vehu acharav vehi yo acharav mi ba'eleya ela razayu wasara shomat madhawa amar patach ha'ohel Da darga tata a pita dim hem nuta behu acharav deo de leya darga ila amin yoma de hawat sara bialma la shamat mila deku chabarihu And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. And he asked, what do the words which was behind him mean? Should it not have been written, and she was behind him? As if to say that she was behind the informing angel. And he replies, there is a secret here. And Sarah heard it refers to the words tent door, which correspond to the lower grade, that is the grade of faith, namely the Shekhinah, which was behind him, means that the upper grade, who is the Holy One, blessed be he, confirmed the declaration. Ever since Sarah came into the world, she did not hear anything from the Holy One, blessed be he, save at that moment. My commentary. What did Sarah hear? The pasuk is telling us that women can receive direct communication from Hashem. This is important to understand the relationship between Bina and Malchut. Verse 148. Bivar acher dehawat yatva Sara patacha ohel begin lemishma belin behi yo shamat ay mila deit basar ba Abraham behu acharav Abraham dahawa yate lachoro dishkinta. The translation. Yet another explanation is that Sarah sat at the tent door in order to listen to their words, and she heard the good news that Abraham received. This is why it is written, and Sarah heard it in the tent door, which he was behind him. It means that Abraham sat behind the Shekhinah. My commentary. Does it mean that Sarah listened to Abraham's conversations? Why would she do this? So that she can help give him advice? It is better to see for ourselves a situation rather than hear another tell us what happens. Learn this well. Sometimes one needs to relate the story and the hearer must see the situation being related to him verbally, clearly, as if he was involved in the incident. And this is why two witnesses are required in a court of Torah law. Verse 149. Abraham v'Sara zekenim bayim bayamim mai bayim bayim bayamim shirin diyomim itchazek eden leho chad mea v'chad tishim alu biyomim shira biyomim kidka yaot baim biyamim kedavar acher kiva hayom di arav yomar lemeal. The translation. And Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in days, literally coming with days. And he asked, what is meant by coming with days? And he replies, this means that they are coming to the end of their days. Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90. They reached their fill of days, as is proper. Coming with days can be read as for the day that has come, which can mean that the day has ended. Here as well, coming with the days means that their days were completed. My commentary. If their days were completed, why did Sarah live an additional 38 years? And Abraham even more? This teaches us that our days are never completed, as long as we are looking forward to future events. This is my opinion. Verse 150. Chadaliot l'sara orach kanashim v'hahiyo shata chamat garma v'iduna achara ugin kach amra. The Adonik Zaken, the Haiu Lakedai, Leola da Begindihu Sava. The translation. And the manner of woman ceased to be with Sarah. At that hour, she suddenly saw herself having pleasure again, as the manner of women revived within her. Thus she said, my Lord being old also, meaning that Abraham was too old to be able to beget children. However, she did not say that. She herself was too old. My commentary. What do you think you can learn about yourself from this pasuk? That's the end of our section. The end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? There are no classes tomorrow, Friday, but on Saturday at 6 o'clock West Coast time, we will have our Havdalah vigil. At 7 o'clock, another Zohar class for the Parasha of Chai Sarah, the life of Sarah. Sunday morning at 10:30, our class will be probably the last class in Why Study the Zohar. We've had three earlier classes. At 2 o'clock West Coast time, we will have our basic class number 4, teaching about the 72 names of God. Actually, it's more like class 3A, because we'll also give additional information about the Anabakoach, and the Tikkun HaNefesh. Monday at 4:30, West Coast time, will be a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock will be an essay by Rabbi Ashlan. Tuesday at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have our third class in the Talmud Esther Sefirot, Rabbi Ashlag's teachings about this 10 Sefirot. Wednesday at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class, followed by 7 o'clock, a question and answer series. On Thursday at 4:30, we will have an advanced reincarnation class, and that will be followed by a Zohar class at 7 p.m. Unless there are any questions, I wish you all a beautiful week of Shabbat Shalom and much wealth and happiness. Shalom to all.
Thank you, Hanok. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.